So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Heidi Stevens describes her personal battle with COVID in the Chicago Tribune today. It's a read. It's a eye-opening read. And the headline here, it's entitled, "I took a COVID-19 test as a precaution. A week later, I was hospitalized." Let's hear from Heidi here. She's checking in with us. I guess I want to ask you first out of the bat, Heidi, how are you? And I mean that in every sense of the word. How are you doing health-wise? How are you?
Thanks. I'm much better. I feel pretty much, you know, back to my regular self now. This is 7 weeks, I think, since I tested positive. And it took almost all seven to feel normal, but I do feel good now.
That's good to hear. I mean, you're very candid with this, and it's interesting because you're a young, healthy person. I mean, you're the kind of person that most people would say would not fall into the severe category, and yet you were hospitalized, and you described the whole thing. Tell us how that happened. I mean, let me just say one thing first. You said you got the call on a Tuesday. Don't things like this always happen on a random Tuesday? Your test came back positive. Your mind raced to two places. First, my kids, then your heart. Your kids, you worried about them getting infected, but then your heart, because you already had a heart condition brought on by another virus.
That's right. Yeah. In 2011, I had viral meningitis, and the way my cardiologist later explained it to me, my body sent fluid around to my organs to protect them from this viral meningitis, and the fluid around my heart never reabsorbed into my body. So I have what's called a pericardial effusion, and it doesn't mess with me. I mean, you know, I can run a 5K without any trouble. I'm healthy. Otherwise, it just is there. We monitor it. It hasn't changed in 9 years, but it is a bit of a nagging reminder to me that viruses do weird, unexpected things to your body, right? So when I first started reading about COVID, and especially when I started reading about people with myocarditis because of COVID, I was like, oh God, this is, I'm worried about my heart if I get this. And so that's where my mind went immediately. I was totally shocked by the positive test. I didn't get tested because I had symptoms. I got tested because we offered to host three of my daughter's friends from school for her birthday on the condition that they all get tested first and we all get tested first, which I know a lot of people are, you know, doing a similar thing with Thanksgiving. So this was our plan back in early October for her birthday. So we just got tested as a precaution, and hers came back negative and mine came back positive. And you know, we got tested on a Sunday, I got the call on a Tuesday, and my symptoms started to get worse and worse, you know, by Wednesday, Thursday. The rest of my family was negative, so I was isolating at home. And that worked fine for a while. I mean, my symptoms got worse each day. I had a lot of the stuff you read about, real bad body aches, terrible headaches and dizziness and brain fog. And then they started to lift around day 9 or 10, which is also what you read about. And I was actually cleared to come out of isolation and be around my family again. And then I woke up, the next morning, actually the morning I was supposed to be cleared to come out of isolation and rejoin my family. And I felt worse, like the worst I had ever felt. And then the next day felt even worse. And, I ended up, on the advice of my primary care physician, heading to the ER, and they determined there that I had had pretty bad cardiac injury from the virus.
You know, it's so troubling, because then you think, I've heard this before, some people think they're over it, and then they're not. And then that kind of setback is just, I saw in your column, you write that it freaked me out. I was scared all of a sudden. You're just not sure what's next.
Right. And the ER doctor said that's really common. They're seeing a lot of people who feel pretty good on day 9 or 10, and then they hit what he called a speed bump on their recovery. They get worse, around day 10, 11, 12. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I wasn't positive anymore. They gave me a rapid test at the hospital and it came back negative. So I didn't have the virus anymore. I wasn't considered contagious by then. I was, you know, essentially COVID free by then, but I was still suffering from the damages of COVID at that point. So that was a good sign, from the doctor's standpoint, because they said some people are testing positive, you know, like 20 days after their initial positive, and it's really hanging around in some people's bodies for longer. It's just another crazy thing about this virus that affects people so differently. So for me, it was, you know, I was negative the, you know, the 12 to 14 days later, which is about what they tell you to hope for, but I was still, you know, feeling terrible mm-hmm. at that point.
You mentioned it also that you ordered a pulse oximeter. My sister told me to get one of these back in May, and I ordered one. It still has not arrived. I wouldn't know what to do with it. I know it has not, but apparently that was helpful to you.
Yeah. Oh, so I ordered it because my daughter was like, oh, my God, Chris Cuomo had this thing, and you put your finger in it. So we looked it up on Amazon, and, you know, they delivered it the next day. But it just, you put your index finger in it, and it tells you your heart rate and your oxygen level. And, of course, if your oxygen level dips, that's bad, and you should immediately go to the hospital. So I was taking a lot of comfort in that because I was like, well, my oxygen's at a healthy level. My heart's beating at a healthy level. I don't need to go to the hospital. So, and I think that's, you know, I still think that's true and a good thing to keep an eye on, but these are just all, you know, home remedies that sort of only take you so far, right? I mean, when I got to the hospital and they were able to determine through a blood test that I had, you know, these high levels of troponin, which is the blood marker that indicates heart injury, you know, then they were able to give me blood thinner shots. Which isn't something you can do at home, obviously. And they were able to check me for viral meningitis again because they're seeing viral meningitis crop up in a lot of COVID patients and certain things that I just, you know, would not have known, or certainly couldn't have done myself at home. So that was just, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to share the story is just to talk about, you know, one person's specific experience with it, but also, that, you know, you're lying at home sort of lost and scared it's going to get worse or grateful it's not getting worse or just sort of not sure what to feel. And, I just was really hungry for anybody's first person experience with it. So I would know, like, wait, do I call my doctor now? Do I just go to the ER now? Do I just take some Tylenol and try to sleep? What do I do? So I just wanted to kind of spell out, you know, what happened to me and how it all worked out for me.
Just a few seconds left here, Heidi, but I wonder, you seem like, and I follow you on Twitter, you used to come in studio back in the day every couple of weeks to talk with us and visit, and you seem like the kind of person who is taking this very seriously, all the precautions and that kind of thing, and I just wonder, you know, warning people that it can still happen, right?
Yeah, sure. And I wore a mask, but you know, masks only work if everybody wears them, right? So I was, you know, I'm protecting the people around me when I've got one on, but I can still catch it from the people around me who aren't wearing them. So I've had a lot of people say like, oh, well, obviously masks don't work. And it's like, well, masks work if we all wear them. So yeah, I did. I took a lot of precautions and I still got it. You know, it's airborne. Yeah. So it's in the air.
Another reminder to think of others at this time. Thanks, Heidi, for sharing the story. And people want to read it, you can go to the Chicago Tribune. I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you've rebounded and that kind of thing.
Thank you. And thanks for letting me come on and talk about it.